Hello, hello, welcome to another episode. In this episode, I'm going to go deeper into the sickening, retarded ideology that is taking over people around the country. People are being fooled into believing Black Lives Matter is about black lives. People are being fooled into believing that white supremacy is tied to capitalism. You're going to find out the truth now. You can follow me on my website, tstutch.com, YouTube, Taylor Space Stutch, Taylor Radio on Facebook and Instagram, and Twitter, tstutch1. Enjoy the episode. Here we are again. Here we are again. It is June 12th, 2020. And here we are again. Another big election cycle. Except I've never seen the country like this before. We have officially, well, we have one autonomous zone in Seattle, run by Antifa intersectional feminist types. And then we have, there was an attempted one in Portland. I'm not sure how well that's going or if it went anywhere. But, I mean, these are essentially like insurrection movements. People like to throw that term around, insurrection, and I'd say that's accurate. I mean, without looking up the term insurrection, I would say an armed rebellion within a country, creating a zone where the laws of that country don't apply, I would assume falls under the category of, insurrection. So, there's that. And I want to reiterate that this is not about equality. That the protests you're seeing now, the violence that's broken out across the country, the rage, the riots, this is not about racial equality. This is about, as I've said before, for some people, it's about revenge. For other people, it's about taking the power away from who they perceive to have it currently. Now, some people might say, well, you're only worried, Taylor, because you're a white male and we're taking power away from white males. No, that's not the issue. I don't have a problem with our system, our current operating system being run by more minorities. That's not an issue. I understand that we have corrupt people within our system. 100%, I get that. We do need to push to end as much corruption as possible. I am not as educated in those matters, but we know it's there, right? Like, look at Jeffrey Epstein. You know, look at that kind of shit. That being said, we have a pretty good system overall. In terms of being compared to other systems in action today. Now, that doesn't mean we just sit on our ass and say, just let it happen. And before I go further, you cannot compare our system to a country that is, 1/20th the size. So you can't look at our country and say, well, look at Sweden, look at Denmark, look at Norway. If you know anything about anything, just read a couple books by Nassim Taleb, and you will quickly understand how there is something called scale transformation. When things increase in scale, they transform in the way they operate. It's a very similar principle in how you can order a family, you can organize a family under vastly different principles than organizing a football team, which is under vastly different principles than organizing a company, which is different principles than organizing a town or city. As you bring more people into the fold, the rules and the way the organization operates changes. And it's like that with a country, right? When you have a country of very similar values, ethnicity, history, and it's a small population size, you can do things in that country differently than you can do in a country of 350 million people, with a federation of states, with people from all parts of the world heavily represented here, such as South America, East Asia, and I would say Africa, but you know, I don't really know the best way to describe that. But in the United States, we just have a different situation, so you can't really compare that. But in terms of having a system where people all around the world want to come to because they have a significant degree of economic freedom, in addition to economic freedom, we have a pretty sophisticated legal system that does allow for people to be tried pretty fairly. Don't get me wrong, I know that there's issues. I've had issues with cops myself. I know the system is not perfect and we need reform. But for people advocating for revolution, for people advocating for tearing down the system, it's just ignorant. It's just dumb. Tearing down the system is much more dangerous and costly, and probably even worse, will make people worse off than even the system is as it is now. Not even talking about just reforms and adding reforms. And this is one thing people need to understand, is that under our current system is how we've made all the progress we've made. Under the Constitution, under the branches of government, under our federation, under states having a large amount of autonomy, and cities and localities having a large amount of autonomy, with our system in place, we've made a lot of what you would consider social progress. So what is it? What is this new system that we're supposed to bring in, which is supposed to make things even better? I don't know, right? I don't understand how getting rid of a Republican system of government is going to somehow benefit when it's going to be run by a bunch of millennial-aged tyrants that have no life experience. Most of them have never gone through true adversity, and they've been totally brainwashed. Do I want those people running the country, or would I rather live by a system that was created a few hundred years ago by older men could be anybody, but older men who had been through a lot? They didn't have all the niceties and conveniences that we have in our modern age. They had rough lives, and they had to deal with things in a different way. And they were more wise than fucking dumb 21-year-olds and 25-year-olds running around trying to blow stuff up. So, you know, that's what I got to say about that. But that's what we're fighting against right now, is dumb 25-year-olds that have no life experience. However, they think they can run the world. They think they can run the system. Do I want these people running the system? No way. And I don't think anybody else does. And it's quite frankly, it's dangerous. And if you do your research on read the Gulag Archipelago, do your research on the Cultural Revolution, and you will see how when the people that are possessed by radical left-wing ideology start moving forward with their ideology, people die, resources are lost, progress is lost. Look at the Soviet Union, what that turned into. You know, you had the Russia. What was it? Russia was run by czars. Then they overthrew it for a system they thought was going to be better. Ended up killing millions and millions of people. Similar situation in China during the Cultural Revolution under Mao. Tens or hundreds of millions of people were killed under famine and through marching around and taking people out who didn't go with the ideology at the time. We don't want that here. We don't need that here. Now, while we're on this topic, I want to go ahead and reiterate. as I've said before, this movement isn't about equality. It's not about racial equality. It's very unfortunate, too, because I've seen some friends of mine, both black and non-black, that have fallen into the... they really think this is about racial justice. They're fools. They really think that tearing down statues of Christopher Columbus, talking about ending capitalism, talking about how all white people are bad, fuck white people, they really think all of this is about racial justice, racial equality. It's not. It's about taking out your perceived enemy. It's about overthrowing the system. As I explained in my last podcast, what the left-wing radicals did is over the years, and I saw this happening in real time several years back, and Jordan Peterson helped really bring this into focus, and now it makes sense. What the radical left-wingers did starting several years ago, probably about a decade ago, from what I recall, is they started applying the Marxist ideology in schools, the idea that the wealthy and the bourgeoisie are oppressing the working class, but they applied it to race. So instead of saying like, hey, we have, you know, the wealthy and the middle class need to be overthrown in a glorious revolution to take over the country and instate a new rule by the working class, by the proletariat, which is all bullshit, right? Because it just creates another hierarchy. Some people are so stupid, they think that if you overthrow one hierarchy, that the hierarchy's gone. When in reality, you just replace it with another brutal hierarchy. Anyway, so the radical left-wing Marxists started applying the principles of Marxism to race. So they applied, they said, okay, we can't overthrow capitalism based on class because the proletariat, the working class people, are working their asses off to move up the chain. So they're not just going to throw out the whole system when they want to actually progress in the system. How can we tear down the system? We can make it racial, and we can increase immigration from South America. We can increase immigration from all other countries. And then what we can do is we can tell everybody, including white people, that white people are racist and that the whole system that we live under is tied to white people. It cannot be untied from white people. And because of that, the white colonizers have destroyed everything. So the only way we can overthrow the system is to overthrow white supremacy. If you want to overthrow white supremacy, which nobody agrees with white supremacy, dude. It's 2020. You're going to be so hard-pressed to find a white person who's like, yeah, white supremacy, yeah. Nobody wants that shit. Most people, just about everybody, just wants to live their damn life. And then there's people like me who are fooled into believing that the equality I learned about in school meant actually equality. It didn't mean, you know, black supremacy or Mexican supremacy or whatever. But that's what it means now. So what they've done is they've tied the Constitution, they've tied free enterprise and or capitalism, and they've tied, you know, all of our legal institutions, a lot of our cultural institutions, science, math, they've tied all of that to white supremacy. So now that they are fomenting racial anxiety and racial hatred towards everybody, then they go, okay, now that people are angry at white people, what we've got to do is move our goal forward for our Marxist revolution. Now, instead of overthrowing the wealthy and elite, we'll just overthrow white people because they have a large amount of wealthy and elite. We'll overthrow them. If we overthrow them, we'll overthrow most of the system because they're a majority of the system. So we'll overthrow most of the system. And then we can have our way of introducing our new system of government where there's no freedom of speech, there's no freedom of assembly, none of that. See, guys, remember, every fucking dumbass, pardon me for cussing, every idiot who wants to overthrow the system because they view it as racist, remember, it's this First Amendment that allows black people to go out into the street and say they're being mistreated. It's the First Amendment that allows any minority to go on the internet, to go on TV, to go into the park, to go to talk to people in their homes and say, look, we have a problem with the system. That's the First Amendment. The Second Amendment allows you to defend yourself against the government. So you want to overthrow the very system that has allowed you to progress, the very system that allows you to move freely, that allows you to protest, that allows you to do everything you're doing. You want to overthrow that. So what, you can make it to where no one can say anything that's perceived as hate speech? Wait till they come for your ass on hate speech. Then you'll see. Anyway, that's all I got for today. You can check me out on my website, tstutch.com, tstuch.com. You can follow me on Twitter, tstutch1, Instagram and Facebook, Taylor Radio, YouTube, Taylor Space Stutch. Thank you for listening.